Now, 8:16 on the ticket, and this segment is Nudity Talk. Did you guys know that on Tuesday of this week, it was National Nude Day?
Had no idea.
Did you celebrate in any way, even accidentally? Were you nude on Tuesday?
At some point, I was nude. Had to jump in the shower and get dressed, so yeah.
I'm more of a never nude.
Like Tobias?
Mm-hmm.
What a great character.
Your cutoffs.
He was a never nude, so he wore cutoffs in the shower.
There are dozens of them.
Yes, July 14th is National Nude Day. And they say that nudists are individuals who believe the human body is most beautiful in its natural state.
Mm.
You know, a famous...
I don't feel that way about myself.
Famous nudist was Benjamin Franklin.
He was?
He would take air baths by the open window of his room, allowing the fresh air to drift around his body as he was in a state of total nudity.
Nudity?
Yeah.
What's an air bath?
That's the air...
That's just the same as being nude, right?
Yes, but in a breeze to where the air can circulate your nether regions. Around your nether
Get
regions.
Get rid of the swamp.
All through your body.
The focus is the nether regions?
Mm-hmm.
The
air bath.
They say, the nudists, that some benefits of the lifestyle include lighter luggage when traveling for vacation.
Yeah.
Very small loads of laundry. And without the shields of clothing, the wrinkles and sagging that comes with time cannot be camouflaged, so acceptance becomes very real and normal and reassuring.
But don't we like being fooled and people looking younger and healthier than they actually are?
Yep, in some cases. Not if you're a nudist, though. They do say that they spend more money on sunblock.
See there.
And that they really have to watch out for poison ivy, poison oak, sumac.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a good idea for outdoor activities. Being a nudist, about playing volleyball.
But that's all nudists ever do.
Gardening.
When you see any pictures of nudist colonies, they're always engaged in outdoor activities.
And they have to have some terrible injuries.
Well, like, what could possibly go wrong? Like, well, if you're doing, like, when I went to a nudist colony, we ran the hurdles. What could possibly go wrong?
You're right.
The Art Modell injury. He was nude in his hotel room, going to answer the phone, slipped and scratched his scrotum.
On a coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't quite make that injury work in my head. I'm not sure
how almost
that
died.
Happened. Yeah, he almost died from a scratched scrotum on a coffee table.
He did not almost die from a scratched scrotum on the coffee table.
Yay, that's what he said. Repeat prank.
So I actually was exposed to nudity this week. Now, it wasn't on National Nude Day. I believe this was Sunday or Monday. It was the day before National Nude Day. It's very disturbing. It was scarring in some ways. I was riding my bike through downtown Dallas, and I stopped at a stoplight. There were two homeless people on the corner.
Oh, no.
The woman looked at me and pulled her shirt up, exposing her naked breasts.
There you go. Sure, they were very nice.
And smiled and yelled at me.
What? Smiled and yelled?
Quote, "Take a look at these."
Hey,
end quote.
What do you think these were referring to?
Her two breasts, which were not that great looking.
I bet you only a small percentage of breasts are great looking in your view.
What do you mean in my view?
Because I think that you're too judgmental on breasts.
That's nothing could be further from the truth.
You have been on record enjoying huge fakers.
What are you talking about?
You said, I don't care how you fool me, just fool me.
Yeah, because I heard somebody say that about plastic surgery for women, and I thought it was a funny line. But that is not my take, although it's not a bad take.
See? I think you have dated women with some falsities, right?
I have,
in
yes.
your lifetime.
Yes.
You've had more experience with falsities than I ever have.
Probably true.
So I just assumed that you that you liked them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like
them.
That doesn't mean that I, whatever you do with them.
Oh my god.
That doesn't mean that I dislike the natural.
The realties?
Yeah, the realty. The realties. In my recent life choices, I've gone away from fakers.
That's a weird sentence.
To more natural beauty, and I'm very happy with that choice.
Fakers, man.
Have you ever known a woman who's gotten fakers removed?
Yes.
I've known some people who've gotten them removed.
Yes, several, in fact. Fakers are not healthy. Fakers end up being very dangerous to a woman's health, and we didn't know that, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, but we now know it.
You know it.
Some women get them, get a partner, and then they get them taken out. It's more of a temporary move.
Right.
It's a temporary marketplace move.
This homeless woman did not have fakers.
I think she had fakers.
No.
I think they were probably like a perfect sitting way up high.
It was really disturbing, but then
they look like a tennis ball on the end of a tube sock.
More like that. And there's no way I was the only person she flashed that day.
No.
Yeah, she was probably in the middle of a mental episode in which she was doing that all day long.
Yeah. Or she was about to celebrate National Nude Day and was tuning up.
Did they look good on the ends of them?
I didn't get that close of a look.
You didn't?
No.
It wasn't like perfect?
No.
Eraser tip on top of a pepperoni? What?
That's somewhere on a bingo card.
What?
Acorn on a bean bag.
That's a weird claim.
Acorn on a bean bag. Eraser tip on pepperoni.
You're right. Somebody's
are all reissued.
Yeah. Somebody bingoed.
It did get me thinking, though, as I moved on with my ride and left her and her breasts behind. Where we are with nudity and why it became taboo. So I read up on this, and do you know what really led to it?
Led to nudity?
Yes. Led to us wanting to cover it up.
Well, original sin.
No. The evolution of us losing our body hair. We used to have natural clothing, and the evolution of that led to more stark nudity. And the exposure of bosoms and our nether regions.
But why would we evolve to lose body hair? I assume that we did it because we removed it. But I guess that's not the case.
You mean because we removed body hair?
Why do we still have body hair on our face, for example, if we're male? Or our pubes and our underarms? Why do we still have body hair there but not in other places?
That I don't know. Maybe those were just the more heavily forested areas of our body.
What?
And it took longer to get rid of that. Maybe we're in the process of it.
Because a lot of the, I know a lot of women's is certainly do their best to evolve out of body hair down there.
Mm-hmm.
So will that eventually go away? Can we evolve human beings to not have pubicity hair? That's open, by the way, to both of you to answer. Just want to clarify that.
I don't know. My guess is, yes, we are evolving in that direction. So I don't know how many years, if this is...
We eventually won't have pinky toes and pubic hair.
In 1,000 years.
And maybe not any body hair. Maybe on the top of our head, since that's the last area for most people that it's densely haired.
You know, and Craig, you've experienced this, and I've experienced it a few times. If you've ever shaved your body,
mm-hmm.
How smooth your skin is. I don't think we realize how much hair we actually do have on our bodies until you actually remove what invisible hair you do have, and then you feel the smooth skin.
Completely shaving my head was one of the most liberating experiences of my life.
And the times I've shaved my legs, I shaved my legs one time for cycling purposes, I've never felt freer in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful feeling. And Craig has the female, typically female experience, of you shave your legs All the time?
Since college, for bike racing.
Since college, he has always shaved his legs. Yeah.
Bike racers, swimmers, a lot of track and field athletes, a lot of football players because they get their legs taped up. They get their ankles taped up, so they shave their hair.
A lot of bodybuilders, they shave their body hair.
It's great. I love it.
It is. It's so wonderful.
So, yes, as we got rid of our hair through evolution, then at some point, with the boobs exposed and the genitalia more exposed, we started...
It occurred to us we needed to cover this mess up.
Needing to cover it up.
Yeah.
And then it became, you know, now it's indecent exposure if you're out in public and you're not covering up your areas. However, there are still a lot of nudist colonies in existence in America.
They're still a big thing?
Certainly around the world.
Sure.
There are several here in Texas. Now, I don't know if this is the one that I always heard about.
And Hippie Hollow.
Hippie Hollow down on Lake Travis. And I don't know if they still have a full-blown nudist area. But it is still listed, and Texas has, you know, about 10 nudist areas, and it's still on there. But I don't know if they're cutting back on that or not.
Why is it always people you don't want to see nude are the ones that go to nudist
Those
colonies?
Are the ones that go?
Yeah.
I remember you tried to talk us into going to one years back on the show, like 20 years ago.
I did?
Yeah.
Here in Texas?
Or, but I wasn't successful.
Were we on the road?
No, here in Texas, you were talking about one around here that we ought to go. There is no way.
You wouldn't do that?
No. Especially not with you. You would make it even more weird.
No, I wouldn't. I would do my best to make you comfortable.
You would not.
There are nudist colonies in Texas. Emerald Lake Resort outside of Houston. Porter outside of Houston.
I guess.
There was one, Ponderosa Resort in Wills Point, just east of the Metroplex.
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
It closed permanently in 2017.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a shame. We should go back to being nudists.
No, we really shouldn't.
It's our natural state.
It is.
When we're by ourselves, yes, it's our natural state.
Okay, how often do you walk around nude?
Rarely.
I think most people... Okay, we're going to have to go with... well, I guess it could be a couple. You guys are empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
So you could conceivably, both of you could just walk around nude and feel the freedom.
Yeah, could.
But you don't.
No, I'm trying to be a good partner, not do that to somebody.
You don't want to subject her to that.
No. No.
I enjoy walking around nude, but after a short while, I feel like my testicles are too exposed and that I need to protect them.
Yeah, I just think there's
your
danger.
Testicles,
even in
but
the,
not your penis.
Even in the home.
That suffers from very little exposure.
Yeah, it is interesting. I only think about the testicles. Mark.
You could catch a corner of a chair or something. It's just
with your testicles?
Well, here's what I'm worried about is testicular torsion, like Ernie Mills had and Manu Ginobili had. Manu had to have one removed.
What is that? Is that when one becomes twisted?
Yeah.
Because you got it caught up in a... I don't know. What would you get it caught up in?
Well,
an egg beater?
Just out of exertion or something. Not an egg beater. Just out of exertion, they twist, and it cuts off the blood flow to the testicle, and you have to have emergency surgery. And I don't want that, which is why I wear briefs to keep it all in place.
But how frequent is testicular torsion? I mean, that's got to be incredibly rare. And don't those guys have to be doing something to get testicular torsion?
Yeah, but in their cases, it was playing football and basketball.
While clothed.
While clothed. Yeah.
So if they were nude, they probably wouldn't have gotten it.
All right, here are the stats. They say 1 in 2 men will experience testicular torsion.
Oh, those are horrible.
No way. 1 in 2 men. But why do they do that?
1 in 2 persons. It does not have to be a man.
Correct.
To have testicles.
Why do they feel the need to basically set up an Olympic village at those nudist colonies? Like the volleyball pit.
They're very into
over
sports.
Here.
Yeah.
The rock climbing wall.
You're right. They go above and beyond to flaunt it.
Yeah. Let's give them all these activities to do where they could wind up in the hospital.
I know. But every brochure or promo photo of a nudist colony always shows them in sporting activities. Some guy returning a serve in volleyball and
squatting.
He's jumping up off the ground and his junk is floating as high as the volleyball.
Bad idea.
What if we do this at Ticket Stock? Just for like an afternoon, we have
the nudist portion of Ticket Stock.
Yes. And we all do round tables in the nude, and all the P1s who are sitting out there watching are in the nude. Wouldn't that be great?
I think the P1s would love it.
Oh, sure.
Would love it. How many people look better nude than they do in clothes?
I would say 1%.
Yeah.
Maybe not even that.
I don't know. What were the stats that we gave out one time? I know we've tried to settle the question of what percentage of the people in the world are attractive.
Well, it's very subjective, right?
Not really. It's more objective than you think.
Yeah, okay.
It is interesting how you can have everyone in America look at a picture of someone and they can tell you whether that person is conventionally attractive or not. Yet we all are supposed to have such wildly subjective ideas of what attractive is. Somehow we're all able to nail what is conventionally attractive.
All right, what percentage of the world do you think is attractive of these 7.5 billion people?
Okay, well, you got a lot of old people and young people in there that you'd have to consider not attractive. Then you get, so you're basically down to people in, you can be attractive from 18 to 65.
Okay, let's deal with that age group.
What percentage of that age group is attractive?
There are a lot of 66-year-olds with failed smile right now, by the way.
Well, I have to put the cutoff at some point because there are a lot of attractive, and I'm going to go with women here. That's the way I'm bent. But like, I love the attractive older woman.
All right. But anyway,
still 1%.
Let's say 18 to 65.
Okay. I think it's 20%. Are actually not, and I'm talking about attractive, not I can make it work.
Okay. And of that 20%, how many would look better nude?
Okay, I actually think it's probably lower than 20%, but then you're dealing with, yeah, I think your initial projection was right.
About 1% look better nude.
There's only 1% of the people in the world that you'd really want to see nude over a long period of time.
Is nudity a part of old man give up?
Maybe.
It does seem like old men willing to be nude more
Grandpa,
than...
Grandpa, golly, what are you doing?
Wait, no, what...
Hey, you know what?
What incident is this?
And George,
not mine.
You're right about that because, like, in your gym,
you're right.
The old nude guys are everywhere walking around. They do not give a damn.
No.
They will stay nude in the locker area for hours.
Yeah. Is that the same for females?
I've never been in a female locker room.
Have you guys ever heard any stories of women complaining about, man, these old women, they just have no problem with nudity?
It's a man thing more than the women's.
No, P1 Philip, I'm not going to give you the cross streets for the homeless woman who flashed
me. Okay, dude, there's called the internet.
Desperation.
You can use that to see boobs.
Hey, by the way,
you know, go seek out this one homeless woman who maybe in a fit of mental illness is showing her breasts that day.
Right.
What desperation that is.
It was Macy Brooks that had testicular torsion.
Oh, that's who, not Ernie Mills?
Not Ernie Mills. He had,
he had a hernia.
Spleen or something, yeah.
Yeah, spleen,
internal
that's
injury.
Right.
Yeah.
That was it. All right, hope everybody enjoyed National Nude Day last Tuesday. If you missed it, it's next summer, July 4th.